USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has informed his fellow Republicans that at this point, he doesn't have the votes to block witnesses at the president's impeachment trial. Democrats want to hear from former National Security Advisor John Bolton, who has an upcoming book that claims the president did seek to block military funds to Ukraine to force it to investigate Joe Biden and his son Hunter. With pressure mounting for Bolton to testify, Oklahoma Republican James Langford proposed that senators be allowed to read Bolton's manuscript first.
That sounds like a reasonable solution to me.
Democrats called it a stalling tactic.
What an absurd proposal.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was asked if they should see the book.
Nothing is a substitute for a witness under oath, in person, testifying. That's what we want.
This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Officials say they've recovered all of the victims who died in the helicopter crash that killed NBA legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter. Nike says they've completely sold out of all Kobe Bryant merchandise. The NTSB is still investigating the cause of the crash. A powerful 7.7 earthquake struck the Caribbean, shaking parts of Jamaica and Cuba shortly after 2 p.m. A small tsunami wave was observed at Georgetown and the Cayman Islands. Shaking was felt as far away as Miami, and reports began surfacing on social media that high-rise buildings were felt swaying. The earthquake was the strongest to hit the region since a magnitude 8 quake struck on August 4, 1946. This was also the strongest earthquake anywhere on the globe since a magnitude 8 quake hit near Peru on May 26. A magnitude 6.5 aftershock happened near the Cayman Islands shortly after the main quake. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The big game is all set for this Sunday. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has a preview.
The AFC champion Kansas City Chiefs are looking to win their second Lombardi Trophy on Sunday and their first in 50 years. Head coach Andy Reid says they're getting settled into Miami for the week.
Had an opportunity to be here at the hotel and have our meetings, and they're taking good care of us. And again, we look forward to the rest of the week, getting ourselves ready to play against a real good football team in the 49ers.
Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes says they hope to avoid a third straight slow start this Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we don't get down that like we have the last few games. But, I mean, the best thing about this team is we've learned how to win different ways as far as scoring early, scoring late. And so being able to play in every type of football game has prepared us to go out there and win in whatever way possible.
The Chiefs will play the San Francisco 49ers in the Super Bowl on Sunday with kickoff set for just after 6:30 Eastern time.
Firefighters in Florida say a hazmat team responded to a gas station where a man filling up his boat confused a fishing pole holder for the gas tank. Orange County Fire Rescue tweeted, "A Florida man was so excited to go fishing with his buddies, he accidentally put the gas nozzle where the fishing pole goes. 30 gallons of gas got pumped into the cockpit of the 18-foot vessel. The hazmat team was able to siphon most of the gasoline out of the boat." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.